Blog Talk Radio.
Call on the name of the Lord every
time of day of the hour. Praise God. She will, man, all you got to do is call her. Amen. And she will say, let's pray. Praise God. And you know what we, our goal this year is to shorten our prayer list. Amen. We want to get your name. If your name on here, your family name on here, we want to shorten it. Praise God. We are looking for more. Amen. Miracles. We're looking for more. Amen. Testimonies. Amen. What God have done. Amen. In your life and for your family. Praise God. And this is what it's all about, because we serve a true and risen Savior. All right. At this time, I'm decreased, and let the woman of God come in her own way. Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. You wake us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God, being able to do, Lord, Father, not just for ourselves, O God, but for others, Lord. And Father, for that, we take no one and nothing for granted, Lord. We thank you for this day, O God, that you created just for us, Lord Father, not just to get it right with you alone, Lord Father, but to draw others into your kingdom, Lord Father, and do your work, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now to continue, O God, to give us, Lord Father, the strength, Lord Father, and that authority, Lord Father, that you're giving us, Lord Father. Father, that we're able, Lord Father, to draw others into the kingdom, Lord. Father, by the way we live, Lord, the way we speak, Lord Father. Father, and just by them, just giving them our testimony right now of what you have done for us, Lord Father. What you have seen done, Lord Father. Father, and letting them know the wages of sin is still debt. But Father, to accept you, Lord, in their life is nothing but eternal life, Lord. So, Father, continue to touch and cover your soldiers this day, Lord, Father, under the blood, Lord. Father, see the blood covering, Lord. Father, as we open our mouth, O God, speak through us, Lord, Father. Use us this day, O God. Use us this day. Father, we always come to you and ask, but, Father, we ask you this day to use us. Father, as we decrease, Lord, Father, and you increase in us.
Yes.
Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, O God, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
And, Father, I'm thanking you right now, O God, that some ask for prayer for themselves, others ask for prayer for others.
Yes,
Father, I'm thanking you as we touch and agree with them. I'm thanking you, O God, for your will being done. Father, we glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that we are nothing, O God, without you, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you are answering as we pray right now and the prayer that you are about to answer, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Now, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Maxwell Bryan right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what he's in need of right now, Lord. And, Father, we are praying right now, Lord, Father, for you to intervene on his behalf right now, Lord, Father. Do it for him right now, Lord, Father. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Father, for what you have done, doing, and about to do for him, Lord. Father, continue to guide him, Lord, Father, in your steps right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yamilet right now, Lord, Father, that has breast cancer. We come against breast cancer right now and every form of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, Father, pulling up everything that goes along with it out into outer darkness, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you for your blood, Lord, Father, washing them right now, Lord, Father God. Father, white as snow, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for the blood that healeth thee, Lord, Father. So, Father, we come against breast cancer, Lord, Father. We come against pancreas cancer right now, Lord, Father. Yes, Lord. Father, we come against it right now, asking you to touch them and give them strength right now in you, Lord, Father. Father, we know it's not what the doctors say, Lord, Father, but it's what you say, because you have the final say, Lord, Father. Yes. And your will always be done, Lord, yes. Father. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for hearing the prayers of the righteous, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that when we can come together as one, standing in unity, Lord, Father, that you hear, Lord, Father, God, the prayers, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're looking for it right now, Lord, Father, for miracles, Lord, Father, in homes today, in lives today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our Apostle, Lord, Apostle Gloria Porter, Lord, Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. Father, knowing that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, O God. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for doing it for her, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Now, O God, for your strength right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you, O God, for your peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, you're the God that healeth thee, Lord, Father. So, Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you can do it, O God. So, Father, touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, see the blood today. See the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Walter, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for what you're doing for him and have already done for him, Lord, Father. For you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. Father, see the blood, O God. See the blood covering him, O God, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Father, we speak in, Lord, Father, to all those that need a healing in their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father, that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, Father. Father, in this day and in this time, O God, we need you, O God. We need you, Lord, Father. Father, we need you, O God, as we call upon you right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, as we war and intercede right now, Lord, Father, for our unsaved loved ones this day, Lord, Father. Knowing, O God, the safest place is in you and not man, Lord, Father. We put in our trust right now, O God, in you, Lord, Father. So, Father, touch today, right now, all those that need healing right now, Lord, Father. Let them lay hands on themselves, O God, and decree and declare, Lord, Father, that they are healed by your stripes right now, Lord, Father. And to take the word that healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father. Father, if they can believe and trust in you and continue to call upon you for their healing, O God. We know, Lord Father, that you can do it for them, Lord Father. Whatever situation, oh God, that they're facing, Lord Father, Father, let them speak life, Lord. And Father, forgive them, Lord Father, for their doubt and their unbelief right now, Lord Father. We pray, oh God, right now for the faith, Lord Father, of a mustard seed, Lord Father, within them, Lord. Oh God, rise them up right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, that they take their eyes right now, oh God, off of their situation, oh God, and keep their eyes on you, Lord. Father, you bid Peter to come, Lord, and he came. And when he took his eyes off of you, oh God, that's when things begin to happen, Lord. But, Father, the minute he put his eyes back on you, Lord. So, Father, touch those today, Lord, Father, that are focused on their issues and their situations right now, oh God. And, Father, let them, Lord, Father, call upon you like never before, Lord. Let them rededicate their lives back to you, Lord. Those, oh God, that walked away, Lord. Father, for you say you are married to the backslider, oh God. And Father, we're thanking you right now, oh God, for being so merciful, so loving and forgiving, Lord. Father, being a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we thank you for being that long-suffering God, Lord. So touch our prayer list today, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering, Lord. Continue to hear the prayers right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for not just hearing but answering the prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, I come holding Elder Bolden before you right now, O God. And, Father, we cover him under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, O God, giving him the strength, Lord, Father God, that he needs, Lord, Father, to bring forth the word. Covering him under that blood, putting that shield of protection round about him, O God. Father, as he let go and let you have your perfect way, Lord, Father. Father, not his will, but your will be done, Lord. We thank you for using him, Lord, Father God, as your vessel to bring forth the word, Lord. Father, give your listeners the ear to hear and the heart to receive the word, O God, as it come forth, Lord. Unstop deaf ears right now and break up that stony heart, Lord, Father. And, Father, let them not be ashamed, Lord, Father. Let them not be ashamed, O God, to accept you as their Lord and Savior, O God. Let them not be ashamed, O God, to ask for prayer, Lord, Father, or give that praise report, O God. Let them not be afraid and fear caught hold of them. We cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. But, Father, we speak in, Lord, Father, that they will press that one. And, Father, get it right, Lord, Father. Father, we appreciate you. We love you, O God. We thank you for being so mindful of us, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you as it continue to touch many nations, the people in those nations, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this broadcast, Lord, Father, that your word is still going out, Lord, Father. Father, that we are still standing on your watch right now, Lord, Father, still doing what you want us to do and what we ought to do right now, O God. Now, Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leaders, my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them, O God. Keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God, like never before, Lord Father. And we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards them right now and render it null and void in the name of Jesus, for they are blood covered right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise this day as we say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. For we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. All right. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And thank God, amen, for prayer. Because truly, we serve a praying God. He declared according to his word, Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he will answer. He said, while we yet speaking, he will hear. Oh, we thank God for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. All praise the Lord. All right. Let me give you a little thought, a little word, man, for today, and we're going to turn it in the hands, amen, of the man of God, the speaker for today, amen, Ella Boland. And the thought is for today, self-knowledge is the first step towards self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. Self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to repeat that. Self-knowledge is the first step towards self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. And self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. That's so true. Praise the Lord. Huh? That's self-discipline. And that's what it's all about. You, yourself, and I, and the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Am I right? But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. All is all about you now. All right. At this time, I'm going to decrease and let the man of God come in his own way. Ella Carl Bowler, you got the flow.
Lord, for amen, amen. I thank the Lord for my spiritual father, Bishop Porter, this morning. I just thank the Lord, amen, that this is the first time I'm speaking back again on Blog Talk Radio this year. And Bishop, you are all in my prayer this morning because I'm on a 21-day fast. I'm in the middle of it. And I was talking to God about time and how fast time is moving. And you know me, Bishop. You know I always want to look for my answers from the Word of God. And I just want to share this nugget with us. Out of Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 22, it says, unless those days were shortened, huh? Ain't that what Bishop Porter talked about? Today is the 26th day of January. We are already 26 days into this year. But the Word of God says, unless those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. So God is shortening the days because of the evil, so that people may have an opportunity to be saved. But the end of it, for us, those who are in Christ Jesus, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Time is yet running out. Am I right about it? Oh, I thank God for it. I thank God for it that we have to be self-disciplined. We have to have self-control so that we can go about our Father's business. Because you know what? I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself because I want to pray. But I'm going to be talking about that potential that God has placed inside of us. Because he gave us potential when he created us. And Jesus Christ purchased that potential with his blood. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now, Master, thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you, Master, for Block Talk, for them giving me the opportunity to express the gift that you have placed inside of me. And, Master, as according to your word, Master, out of Ephesians, the third chapter, that I pray this morning, oh God, that you may grant to us out of the riches of your glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized. I ask you to strengthen and spiritually energize Apostle Porter. Strengthen and spiritually energize Bishop Porter. Strengthen and spiritually energize Sister Diane and all of the City of Victory of Praise. For it's going to take strength, Master, for us to pray and stay steadfast that prayer list may be shortened. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we be energized with your power through your spirit in our inner man, that your supernatural may invade the indwelling of our innermost being, and yet, oh God, our personalities, because you gave us a personality that we may go forward in this life to represent you. This is our prayer. This is our supplication. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I'm like you this morning, Bishop. I'm fired up. I thank God. I thank God for another opportunity. So I won't hold us long. I've been talking on the Bible study that I teach on Tuesdays since the beginning of the year with the topic of favor over fear. Lord, I need answers. Favor over fear. Lord, I need answers. What I want to talk about is two things that we should know as we walk through this year 2022, because 2021 is in the book. Because I believe that God wants us to know these things about ourselves, huh? Ain't that what Bishop Porter talked about? Yeah, self-discipline, huh? That we know about ourselves. And the two questions I want to ask today is, why am I here and what am I capable of? Why am I here and what am I capable of? Sometimes we can be overrun by the things of life. Lord, I need help. Lord, I need answers. The things of life that concerns us can overrun us, can overburden us. But Jesus said to cast all our cares upon him. And the text that I want to start from today will be found in Psalm, the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 6, from the Contemporary English Version of the Bible, the CEV Bible. And Sister Diane touched on this when she prayed. And it reads as thus. Then I ask, why do you care about humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? Verse 5, for you made us a little lower than yourself, my Lord, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you put all of it under our power. Some versions start this off by saying, Lord, why are you mindful of us? Well, we need to be thankful that God is mindful of us. And that's why I'm asking these two questions. Why am I here? And what am I capable of? Author Robert Burns wrote these words about purpose. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Huh, that's plain and simple. Likewise, author and educator Helen Keller, and what I liked about Helen Keller was that she was blind and deaf. But she wrote this about purpose. She said, true happiness is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose. Wow. Listen to this. Mark Twain. We heard of Mark Twain when we grew up and went to school, read the books about him. Mark Twain said this about life, and I love this one. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Isn't that my first question? Why am I here? An article written in the New York Times stated these words. Only 25% of adults have a clear view of purpose. Isn't that something? So what that means is 75% of people, especially in the United States of America, do not have a clarity of purpose in their life of why am I here? Because a lot of people are searching for why am I here? Look at Acts, the 13th chapter, verse 36 from the ESV Bible, the English Standard Version Bible. It says, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed. So David didn't die until he served his purpose. So therefore, purpose gives us life. Listen to this statement from Dr. Terry Orlick. And Dr. Terry Orlick is the founder of a company called the Zone of Excellence. And what they do is they teach and coach people how to perform to their capacity. So he wrote these words. The heart of human excellence often begins to beat when you discover a pursuit that gives you a sense of meaning, joy, or passion. Wow. So let's make this declaration together. I am here on purpose for purpose. That's my declaration for 2022. I am here on purpose. My life not a mistake. And guess what? Neither is yours. But I'm here on purpose for purpose. So that means God placed us here in this time period. Yes, we're in the period of grace, or the dispensation period of grace, but we're here in the 21st century for a purpose. Henceforth, what was said about David, he served the Lord in his generation, thus signifying that purpose gives us life. And that holds true even for today, that when the end of your life comes, catch this here, you want your purpose to have defined your life. Am I right about it? So four quick things I want to leave with you and put in your mind concerning the benefits of your purpose in life. Number one, your purpose in life has unlimited supply of fulfillment. God knows what he has planned for your life, and that plan has an unlimited supply of fulfillment for you when you are walking in your purpose as designed by God. Ah. As a matter of fact, your life has been bought and paid for through the blood of Jesus, so he purchased it. So in other words, Jesus has paid the price, and since he has paid for it, he has an unlimited supply of fulfillment attached to your purpose. Let that sink in your spirit. Number two, purpose gives direction, resilience, and comfort through hard times. So purpose connects us to life when we fail, when we get knocked down, when we lose our direction, but for a moment. So if life knocks you down, get back up and get reconnected through your purpose. As a matter of fact, I was doing my daily walk a couple of days ago and walking through my neighborhood and ran into one of the maintenance guys, and he and I began to talk because he had done some work in my place the other day, and he met my wife and my mother-in-law. And he said, brother, I got to tell you, I felt so anointed being in your place. That blessed my spirit. But then he went on to tell me that he was a backslider. And I said these words to him. Don't worry about what you did that caused you to get off the path, because guess what? Your salvation is still intact. So all you have to do is reconnect through repentance. Ah, so guess what I did? Had a word of prayer with him. Why? Because Galatians 6:1 says, if a man be overtaken in a fault. So he knew he had been overtaken in a fault. But the word also says, you that are spiritual, restore. We have to have a restorative spirit when we're dealing with people who have fallen from the way. So I just want to drop that nugget on you. So number three about purpose. Purpose provides endless motivation to add value to your life. In other words, I'm not just here to take up space in life. That my purpose will outlast my life. I want you to grab that. That when I'm gone, my purpose will continue to add value to others' life. Ah, isn't that what Jesus did? He chose 12 men to follow him. You know the story. He told those 12 fishermen that he would make them fishermen of men. But I want to ask you, when Jesus was resurrected back unto the sky, into heaven, did not the angels come down and say, why are you gazing up? For this same Jesus that you saw going up is going to come back. But they realized that their work was now just beginning. So that means just what I said, that you want your purpose to continue on even after you leave here. Wow. Number four, purpose allows you to discover who you really are. Isn't that what Bishop was talking about? We live in a time now that you need to know who you are so that you don't be shaken by the things that are going on in the world. Am I right about it? So purpose will draw out of you that which God placed in you. Purpose allows you to tap into the hidden treasure that are hidden away until you are connected with the purpose God has given for you. You know the scripture that Paul wrote, that the inside of us, there is a hidden treasure. Well, that hidden treasure called purpose cannot be revealed until you are connected to the living God through his son, Christ Jesus, through redemption, and that the Holy Spirit is now entered into you that you can walk in that purpose. Wow. So we're talking about purpose. So let's look at Jesus as it pertains to purpose. Turn with me to John, the 4th chapter, verses 31 through 38 from the Amplified Bible. Reads it thus. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus to have a meal. saying, Rabbi, teacher, eat. But he told them, I have food to eat that you don't know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me, that's purpose, and to completely finish his work. I want you to highlight that because I'm coming back to it, to completely finish his work. Do you not say it is still 4 months until the harvest comes? Look, I say, raise your eyes and look at the fields and see they are white for harvest. That's purpose again. So I want to throw this nugget in there, attached to that purpose. The harvest is white and ripe for harvest during this pandemic. Ah, going on, verse 36. Already the reaper is reaping his wages and he is gathering fruit for eternal life so that he who plants and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true. One person sow and another person reap. I sent you to reap a crop for which you have not worked. Others have worked, highlight that, and you have been privileged to reap the results of their work. Ah, here it is. Work. To completely finish the work, that's what Jesus said. So we got to do our work because work is attached to our purpose. We have to completely finish our work in and from God. But there is a difference between a job and work. You were not designed to work a job, but to work the vineyard of God. And the vineyard of God is to save that which is lost. A job is what you are paid to do, but your work from God gives your life purpose. And that purpose is to witness Jesus Christ to an unsaved world. But catch this here. Your job focuses on you and your skills, but your work from God focuses on others. Isn't that what he told the disciples? That he met them 12 men at the dock fishing, but he said, I'll make you fishermen of men. So see, their skill, he transferred it over to the kingdom and made them fishermen of men. So the rat race of life can take you from job to job. A job will bring stress, but your work from God brings peace. Look at Proverbs 19 and 21 from the New Living Translation. It says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose, will prevail. Yes, we have to have a plan in life, but purpose brings a priority from God. And when I read this Proverbs piece in 19, when I began to study it out, three little nuggets jumped out from that scripture to me. And here they are. One, God's purpose is more powerful than your plan. Two, because God's purpose will prevail. Number two, God's purpose is more important than your plans. That's why Jesus came and shed his blood, so that the purpose of God will be more important than your plans for life. But you still need to have a plan. And number three, God's purpose precedes your plan. Why? Because God was here in the beginning. Am I right about it? In the beginning, God created. So nothing was here before God. So Proverbs 21 teaches us that by submitting to God's purpose for our lives, he will make his plan made known to us through his word. Are you with me? Look at John 16 and 7. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you. But I want you to highlight and underline this last piece of the verse, to be in close fellowship with you. Time is short, and time is winding out. And we need to be in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit like we never have been before. So there it is. When we are living on purpose and through purpose, the Holy Spirit will be in close fellowship with us. Well, let's examine this verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. Here it is. Because we are now living through and on purpose, God the Father will speak to the Holy Spirit about the message regarding the Son. So what did Jesus come to do? He came to do the will of his Father. But catch the end of that verse 13. And the Holy Spirit will disclose to you what is to come in the future. So the Holy Spirit will disclose to us. Yeah, there it is, purpose. God the Father has purpose. Jesus has purpose. And the Holy Spirit has purpose. And likewise, you and I have been created for purpose from the Creator. And because of purpose, the Holy Spirit will disclose to you. Thank you, God. That's why we need him. He will disclose to us the things to come in the future. In other words, purpose will cause you not to get caught with your pants down when things happen in life. Yeah, we didn't know the pandemic was coming, but guess what? But because we have Jesus, Jesus is able to carry us through it. Because God the Father said, behold, the earth and the heavens shall be shaken. Did the pandemic shake some things up? But the scripture also says, but after the shaking, only what is going to remain is the things of God, his word. So this thing gets better. Then Jesus said the Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. So when Jesus was resurrected from the grave, ascended back to heaven and sat down on the right-hand side of the Father, all things were given unto him by his Father. And that's why the enemy does not want you to understand the importance of purpose, the importance of having self-discipline, the importance of having self-worth. Why? Because purpose through Jesus Christ as the risen Savior means everything to us. I don't know about you, but that's a good place to make that declaration again. I am here on purpose, for purpose, because I have potential. Let's continue on in this John. Look at verse 14. He will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. There's a divine intention for your life. God's plan is to give us a purpose of direction in life. So that's why it's important for us to know who we are and have self-discipline in our lives based on who we are, who God says we are through the word of God. Because God said he knows the plans for us. Plans to prosper us. Plans to give us a future. Am I right about it? Now turn with me to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 9, from the New International Version of the Bible. It reads it thus. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose. There it is. Highlight that. And his grace. So attached to your purpose is the grace of God. And that's the sixth dispensation period, grace. This grace was given us, that's what the scripture says, this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. So God knew that we would need those seven dispensation periods, that he knew we would need his grace attached to his purpose for our lives so that we can live in a time such as this. I just can't get away from it, Bishop. I am here on purpose for a purpose. You were sent to Virginia back in 1983 for the purpose of finding me and my wife and causing us to accept Jesus as our Savior so I would be here now doing what he purposed for me to do now. And I thank God for that. Two things real quick I want to give you that hinders purpose. Two things that hinders purpose. One is routine. Routine. Many are living routine rather than purpose. We're just doing the same things over and over again, especially in the church. Some continue to do the same things over and over again and getting the same results over and over again. We're in 2022 and not 2021. So if you don't change anything from 2021, you will still have more of 2021 instead of 2022. So I heard Bishop say, we want the prayer list shortened for 2022. So he made a change. And the ministry is making a change, and their prayer life is designated to getting people off the sick list, to getting people off that prayer list who is being troubled. So that's a change. So they have broke the routine over at City of Victory. And God's going to honor that. So the second thing that hinders purpose, limited beliefs. The beliefs that hinder us from moving forward, the belief that I qualify in Christ Jesus. But unbelief causes you to think of yourself that you don't qualify, that you don't deserve it. Because many are trapped in one thought about salvation. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes, you are. But guess what else the Word says you are? The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, He made him who knew sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How about that? So let's move from the thought of just being a sinner saved by grace, but into the purpose that we have become the righteousness of God. And that righteousness simply means we have been placed in right standing with God the Father through his Son Jesus. How? We quote this scripture all the time. The prayers of the righteous prevail much. So that means, in other words, in the correct understanding of what righteousness is, which is right standing in God, those who are in right standing with God, praying for that prayer list to get shortened at the city of victory, that's who God is going to hear. Ha, I'm excited about that. So catch this here. We're in right standing with God. We now have the right to live purpose through him. Listen to this statement. The soul which has no fixed purpose in his life is lost. To be everywhere is to be nowhere in life. Without purpose, we become vulnerable to anything and to misuse. When we don't have or understand purpose, we find ourselves in unproductive cycles of life. You find yourself in unhealthy relationships. You find yourself wondering, searching, and looking. And this causes us not to feel good about ourselves. But thanks be to God for his word. Psalm 138:8 from the Amplified Bible reads as thus. The Lord will accomplish that which concerns me. Wow. When you live on purpose and through purpose, it is on the Lord's shoulders to cause you to accomplish that which concerns you in him when you accept Christ Jesus as your Savior. Psalm 57:2. I will cry to the Most High, who accomplishes all things on my behalf, for he completes my purpose in his plan. So you know what, my spiritual father? It's in God's plan that he put that in your spirit for the city of victory to shorten the prayer list for 2022. And God says he will accomplish that on your behalf because you are completed in purpose in his plan. Luke 18:1 says man should not always pray. How? So we're praying. The city of victory is praying. We're meeting on Friday nights at the Wailing Wall to pray because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people, and prayer changes conditions. So there it is. When you call out to God the Most High concerning the purpose he created you for, it is upon him to accomplish all the things that pertain to the purpose he created you for. And then complete it as according to his plan. I don't know about you, but that's a good place right there to say hallelujah. That no matter what the enemy throws at you, God is able to complete your plan and your purpose. Isn't that what the word says? Now he who begun a good work in you shall complete it in the day of Christ. That's grace. That's the dispensation period of grace. So catch this here. Because this is what I'm learning to do in light of purpose and the scripture. That when the enemy acts up, this is my prayer. This is the way I pray when I'm in my quiet time with God. I cry out to God and call God up and say, do you see what this joker is doing? He is interrupting and trying to hinder me from living on and through purpose, the purpose you created me for. And because you gave me this purpose, I'm asking you, Father God, to move the enemy out of the way, and I need your strength to overcome what's happening in life right now. I don't know about you, but when I pray that prayer, I get excited with expectancy. Why? Because 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you. But watch this at the end of that scripture in the Amplified Bible. God cares for us with deepest affection and watches over everything we do very carefully. Isn't that something? That's something to get excited about. But I want you to catch this here, because this is an important nugget to this scripture we always quote. But with fresh enlightenment, when our cares are lined up with the purpose of God and the purpose that he's chosen us for, when the enemy causes anxiety, worry, and any concern you may have as it pertains to accomplishing what God has chosen you to do, when you take these concerns about of your purpose back to God and give it to him, the Bible said God cares about you with his deepest affection, your purpose. The purpose he called and chose you to, and he does it with his deepest affection. In other words, what do you think the Lord is going to do? What do you think God is going to do for the enemy messing with your chosen purpose? The purpose that Jesus died for you to have. Huh? And then it says, watches over you very carefully. There it is, purpose. The areas of your purpose. When you care about your purpose in God, God watches over you, over everything that affects you, everything that attacks you, everything that causes anxiety, everything that causes worry, everything that concerns you about your purpose in God. When you pray in this way, as according to the scripture, what do you think God is going to do? Only the Creator knows why he created you, and only he knows how to accomplish it in your life. That's good news. That's good news. My time is running short, but I want to leave with you this last word of encouragement. The fivefold purpose of your life, the fivefold purpose in your life. Catch this here. God dropped this in my spirit. One, we were created to bring glory to God. This is your first and highest purpose in God, that you were created to bring glory to God. Number two, we were formed for God's family, that we be connected to family. Part of our purpose is to live in community and be connected in community, but first to connect it through being adopted through the family of God, because we need others in our lives so that we may affect lives, that our purpose may affect their life when we're gone. Number three, you were created to become like Christ. Our purpose is to reflect Jesus. Ephesians 5 and 1 says, let us be imitators of God as dear children. Am I right about it? Verse 4, we were shaped for serving God. Jesus said, I must do the will of my Father. We were created to bring value to others' lives through serving God, by being involved in others' lives. In other words, when people come to the church and they repent, you have to get involved in their lives, because now they are on the walk of salvation. And salvation is a continual experience throughout our lives. Number five, we were made for a mission. Our mandate is to share Jesus with somebody else, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why he saved us. There's nothing more powerful than you witnessing Jesus to somebody else, how Jesus restored your life, how Jesus restored your health, how Jesus restored your family, because this gives others hope. So why am I here? To serve God with the gifts he gave me. Why am I here? To fulfill the purpose God has given me in life. Why am I here? To bring glory to God through my life of purpose in him. To let others know that we have a Savior who loves us unconditionally. A God who so loved the world, he gave purpose. Before Jesus arrived on earth, the Father gave him purpose. Am I right about it? So the second question I want to ask is, what am I capable of? Am I capable of? That speaks to potential. Potential speaks about us being made a little lower than himself. Isn't that what the psalmist wrote in the 8th chapter? He made us a little lower than himself. So that tells us we are a person with tremendous potential. Author Kim Butler says this about potential. Our potential lies between what is and what could be. That one seized my spirit. Our potential lies between what is and what could be. This tells us to not settle for who you are now, but what you can become. Potential means having or showing the capacity of becoming something better in the future. My Lord, my God. As Bishop had the time to tell you, it's good to have a witness like the Bible says. Bishop Porter could tell you very clearly the difference between me now and when he met me in 1983. That's what potential is. Not certainly for who I was in 1983, but who I would become. Ha, that's good news. So capacity is the ability to become. It is the understanding that I'm not all of who I am right now, but I am developing and becoming into the person of more than I am right now. Woo, that's good news right there. Potential speaks about the dormant qualities that lies beneath the surface that are resonant but not active. Abilities that lie on the inside of you, that hidden treasure. In nature, when you look at a seed, you are looking at the potential of what that seed will become. Because an orange tree seed grows into a full tree of oranges. Because the seed was full of potential. The seed was full of promise. And even when we look at mankind, man can reproduce through his seed that is planted inside of a woman. Potential. Man's seed has potential. We are people of potential. There's more in you than you can see because of what God has put on the inside of you. So I want to make it personal. The Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit. Sister Diane, for 2022, that seed of intercessory prayer is going to explode into the tree that God says is inside of you. Oh, good God Almighty, that will affect other lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10, from the New Living Translation. For we are God's masterpiece, my Lord, my God. Highlight that. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago. It does not matter what people say about you, but what matters is what God says about you. You are God's masterpiece. And that speaks to the potential that God has created you with and placed inside of you. God created you to do good, the good things that God has planned for you to do long ago. So in other words, before your enemies arrived in your life, God created more in you than what you know, than what you even are capable to comprehend even right now. Inside of you is unlimited potential. There's more inside of you than what you have manifested so far in life. So in other words, there's more left than what you've already done. There's more in you than what you show. Potential, potential. Potential is not always on the surface, but potential lies beneath on the inside. Look at 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, verse 7 from the New International Version of the Bible. We now have this light shining in our hearts. That's inside. But we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. Ah, this makes it clear that our great potential is from God and not from ourselves. So Paul tells us that we already have this hidden treasure, potential, potential. Potential is already on the inside of us. And I need you to get this here. You don't have to pray for potential. It is already there. You are already a person of potential, carrying a treasure inside of you. So the challenge is that treasure is hidden inside of us in the clay jars called our body. Now catch this here. Because society can cause you to focus on the container, you, the outer cell, and not the package, the inside. Because the container, you, is imperfect. But the package holds the potential, which God placed there that is perfect from him. We spend too much time focusing on the outside. This is an inside job. Trying to strive for a false protection in our outer flesh can lead us astray, and we forget to focus on the potential, the hidden treasure that is on the inside. We cannot set limits on our hidden treasure. Religion sets limits on your hidden treasure, potential. We frame our lives on what we see rather than what we carry. We have not to be limited by the flaws of the container, but we should focus on the unlimited potential of the container that lies within inside of us. Ah, the lies of restraint, the lies of what can't be, the lies of the level of the lie. We always hear that lie. You shouldn't do this. You can't do this. But let me dispel some of them lies. The lies of I'm not enough. The lies of I'm not good enough. The lies of it's too hard for me. The lies of I can never be anything better than what I am now. The lies of I can never go any further than where I am right now. These are lies that hinder us from tapping into the hidden potential that God has placed inside of us. But I'm excited about it today. Why? Because for 2022, I want to tap into the potential of what am I capable of? Philosopher Albert Schweitzer said this about potential. The tragedy of life is what dies inside a man while he lives. Wow. We've been created in the image and likeness of God. Potential. You've been created with potential from God. Philosopher and cartoonist Charles Schulz, the man who created Charlie Brown, said this about potential. There is no heavier burden than an unfulfilled potential. Wow, isn't that something? This is why you should say to yourself sometimes, and this is why you say it to yourself. I know I'm better than this. I know it's something more to me than this. I'm better than this. As I prepare to close, I want to look at Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 25 very quickly. You know the story about the bags, about the talents given. Because what's in your bag holds your potential. Matthew 25 and 14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave five bags of silver to one man. Highlight five bags. Two bags of silver to another. Highlight the two bags. And one bag of silver to the last. Highlight the one bag, because we all got a bag. Dividing in it proportion to their abilities, potential. He then left on his trip. Verse 16, the servant who received the five bags of silver began to invest the money and earn five more. So the first guy invested in his potential. Whew. Verse 17, the servant with two bags of silver also went and worked and earned more. Remember that work piece? Jesus said, I came to do the work and to complete that work. So what's in your bag is your potential to complete your work. Verse 18, but the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. Verse 19, after a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give account of how they had used his money. I want to pause and put a pin in this right here, and I don't want you to forget this. If you do not use the potential, if you do not ask God to show you how to tap into that hidden treasure of potential inside of you, and you do not use it as pertaining to the kingdom of God who purchased your purpose through the blood of his son, at the end of time, the master is going to return, and you're going to have to give an account as to why you did not do what he chose you to do. And I want you to pray on that for 2022. Don't let nobody hold you back from your potential, because they didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. Verse 20, the servant to whom he had entrusted the five bags of silver came forward with five more and said, Master, you gave me five bags of silver to invest, and I have earned five more. Verse 21, the master was full of praise. Don't you want God to be full of praise when you live through your potential? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Watch this. You don't have to wait till the end of time to hear God say those words to you. He wants to say it to you now when you walk and fulfill your purpose. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Verse 22. The servant who had received two bags of silver came forward and said, Master, you gave me two bags of silver to invest, and I have earned two more. Verse 23, the master said, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. There it is again. Highlight it in verse 23 and highlight that in verse 21. Let's celebrate together. Let's celebrate your hidden potential treasure together. Now, that's what God is saying to you. He wants to celebrate that with you. And the only way he can celebrate that with you is if you walk in it, and if you live in it, and if you talk in it, and if your hidden treasure of purpose affects the lives of others and calls them to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Verse 24. Then the servant with one bag of silver came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you did not plant and gathering crops you did not cultivate. Verse 25, I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money. Each servant was given bags. I want you to catch this here. God has given us a bag. You have a bag from God. And sometimes we make the mistake of comparing our bag to somebody else's bag. But we must begin to work what's in our bag for 2022. 2022 should be the year that you start working with what God has given you in your bag, a.k.a. what am I capable of? Your potential, your ability, what's in you and not in the other person. Work it, work it, work it. You need to make the declaration that this is the year that I will work what's in my bag. Work it, work it, work it. Potential. The one who took his bag, his potential, and he dug a hole and buried it. But the others took what was in their bag and worked it. Increase. When we work what's in our bag, God gives us the ability to increase in every area in our lives. Now catch this. We can increase on our job, even though he didn't. That's not your purpose. But when increase from God comes, it appears in every area in your life. Increase in my family. Increase in your business. Increase in your ministry. Increase in your prayer life. Increase in the gifts God has placed inside of you. Increase in your talents that God has placed inside of you. Listen to this statement from motivational speaker Brian Tracy. Fear and self-doubt have always been the greatest enemies of human potential. Wow. What self-doubt has held you back? Caused you to bury your potential? What fear has caused you to bury your potential? These two things will cause you to stay stuck, but I want to encourage you not to bury your potential for 2022. I encourage you to open that bag back up. Don't worry about what went wrong in 2021. 2021 is in the book. We are 26 days into 2022, and you must open your bag up and reach your hand in that bag and say, God, here it is. The potential that you have placed inside my bag, the hidden treasure you have placed inside my bag, I'm reaching my hand inside of it, and I'm pulling out what you have for me. You may have to leave some people in your life behind. You may have to make this the year for you to reach into your bag and say, I want to come out of my bag. The bag that God has given you and caused you to have increase will appear in your life. You have to break the curse of fear. Watch this. Fear hinges upon the thought of failure. So you have to break the fear of failure. You have to break free from the thought of what is it? Because potential is based on what's inside of you to send you into the future. The Bible says it's in you. So if the Bible says it's in you, you need to focus on what the Bible says is in you rather than what's on the outside. John 7 and 38. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. You have to get into your flow. You have to get back into your flow. I know some things were interrupted from this pandemic over the last 2 years, and the paradigm has shifted. But what has not shifted is the promises of the living God. What cannot be annulled, as the prophet wrote, Isaiah, who shall annul the purposes of the living God? Nobody can annul the purposes of the living God. So guess what? This pandemic cannot annul the purposes of the living God in your life, the purpose for your life. So push back. I encourage you to push back and reach into your bag that's full of potential and say, God, I want to flow in my potential. I want to get my potential back that was there before this pandemic interrupted everything. I want to let all of that potential begin to flow back in my life. So make this declaration with me. I'm getting back into my flow. As I prepare to close, listen to this acronym about the word flow, F-L-O-W. S frustrations. Some of us are not into our flow because we are stuck in our frustrations. L. L can stand for low expectations. Low expectations. You are not expecting any more than where you are now. But potential says for you to expect on what God has placed inside of you, heading you into the future. Oh, others. Some of us are out of our flow because we let others determine our flow. You allow others to tell you about you. You should be and how you should be. Now catch this. But they didn't create you. God created you and gave you a bag full of potential. A bag that has your potential. So don't let others steer you from your potential. W, weaknesses. Some of us have allowed our weaknesses to linger on in our lives. Some of us live our life by our weaknesses rather than getting into the flow of our potential. God knows you got weaknesses, but guess what? Replace your weaknesses with potential. Potential. Potential will cause you to rise up from any weakness. Paul prays for the church of Ephesus. He prays for them to live on the level of their potential rather than the level of their problems. Ephesians 1 and 15 through verses 21. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you consistently, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any rule or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. My time is out. But in Paul's prayer, he pointed out four things that I want to leave you with. Paul prays for their eyes to be open to potential. Two, he then prays that God gives them revelation on what's on the inside of them. How? Here's the second question that I ask. What am I capable of? Three, he prays for them to get an understanding of what they have been called to. Because what you are called to is bigger than you. When you begin to attach yourself to something larger than yourself, Christ Jesus, then the greatest thing for you to be attached to is him and his Father. When you align yourself to the purpose of God, to the family of God, God will begin to unlock potential, the hidden potential that he has placed inside of you. Number four, Paul prayed that they would embrace the power that is working for them and towards them. Ah, Lord, why am I here? Lord, what am I capable of? Let me have a word of prayer as I close. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray now, Master, as according to your word. You said that your word would not go out and return void unto you, but that your word would accomplish that which pleases you and prosper whereto you send it. Thank you now for Blog Talk. I thank you for the opportunity to send your word on Blog Talk and to all around the world through the connections that they have. I pray right now, Master, for everyone who has heard this word today, that they ask that question to themselves, why am I here and what am I capable of? And that you enlighten them and flood them and fill their innermost being. Ha! Cause your supernatural God to invade the natural of every person listening to this message, that the question may be answered. Why am I here? That's Genesis 1 and 26. Why? What am I capable of? That's potential. That's the hidden treasure that Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians. This is my prayer. This is my supplication in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. May God bless you, and may God continue to richly encourage you and uphold you as you fulfill the purpose and live through the potential that he has placed inside of your bag into the hands of Bishop Porter.
Amen, amen, amen. Not Bishop Porter, but Sister Diane. Awesome
amen.
Word, Olin. Awesome word coming forth. I tell you, I enjoy the word. And each and every person that hear a word each and every day, they got to get something out of it. Unless the ears are closed and the heart are hardened. But you get something out of there. And that was questions to ask. Lord, why am I here? And what am I capable of? I like when you said, I'm here on purpose. Here for purpose, for potential. Yeah, I wrote that down. And we
Amen.
Are God's peace. I tell you, I receive everything today. And I listened to you when you said that when Bishop met you was for your purpose for right now. See, what a lot of people don't know is that God placed that gift within you. And sometimes it's dormant that your leader is the one that comes and stir it up within you. They're stirring it up to your purpose, what God has set forth for you, because we don't know. Some of us sitting in church and don't even know what God calls us for.
Amen.
They don't know their purpose. They're not asking what God, what is it that you want me to do? You brought me here to do. Other than to be minister of the gospel, we are all ministers of the gospel because he can use anyone he chooses at the present time that needs to be used for his purpose. And if we can come to that knowledge, we know, yeah, you go to a job and you get promotion on a job, you know, with pay. But that purpose that God has for you, that promotion that God has for you, that purpose that he put in you when he created you, are you willing to work on that?
Yeah.
Because payment for that is eternal life doing his work. Payment on your job and doing what God tells you to do, your promotion come forth. The promotion that no man can take away for you because they did not give it to you. I thank God for that word that you brought forth. And any listener at this time would like to ask Elder Boland any questions or this message has touched you in any way, you can just press that one button. Just press that one button, and he will answer any questions that you ask him. That's what we're here for. We bring forth the word to you, and just like we bring forth the word to you, you can ask questions. We don't know everything, just like you don't know everything. And that's what we're here for, to help one another, to build one another up in Christ, to draw others into the kingdom. It's not about us, but it's about God. What is your purpose today? Are you going to sit today and think about it? You're live on the air. Hello? Hello?
Good morning, Elder Boland. This is Mr. B. Thank you very much for that message. You know,
God bless
came across
you, God bless
really
you.
Strong and really nice, and I needed to hear that. You know, it explains for me a lot of the challenges and struggles that, you know, I found myself in and going through, because, you know, I've come to realize that if you're on the pathway God wants you, the devil don't want you there. So he's going to get busy and try his best to stop a lot of things from happening in your life. And I thank you for that, because it gave me the courage to keep pressing forward and keep fighting, you know, because I've been questioning myself, why do I got to go through this? Why do I got to go through that? You know, and I thank you for that, because I've seen things happening and I've seen things moving, but I just couldn't understand why I got to keep going through this and going through that. So I thank you for that.
God bless you.
Amen, amen,
amen. Let me say this to Mr. B. Somebody else calling in?
No, you can go ahead.
Let me say this to Mr. B. Mr. B, I thank you for, first of all, receiving God's word, because it's in God's word that you find eternal life and direction. I thank God for him using me and making me the vessel that I am based on the potential. But I want to say this to you and to every believer that's listening, because Mr. B said a true thing. What did Jesus say about trials and tribulation? In this life, you shall have trial and tribulation. I want us to catch this. From the president of the United States down to the least person in this country, everyone experiences it. So it's not so much as the why, but what are you going to do about it? That's the question, because the devil wants to hang you up and cause you to pause in the why. So let's continue to move from the why, Mr. B, and say, God, what do you want to do about this now? Why? Because Jesus purchased your life with his blood. So therefore, as according to 1 Peter 5 and 7, we can cast that why back to him, move out of that why, and get back on the road of moving in purpose. Because purpose will defeat the why. Ha. And that's a great point to grab there, that your purpose will continue to defeat the why. And I just want to say this, because I know Sister Diane got to do her announcements. As I said, I met Bishop Porter back in the 80s. Did you think I had a clue of where I would be now? Of course I didn't. But as she said, God sent the man of God to tap into my potential. And I remember what I used to say to Bishop. I said, I want to know that word like you do. And he did me like Jesus did Peter. You sure you want this? Because in order for you to know the word like I do, I learned the word by having to work the word and live it. But that means the devil fought me more. If I had the time to tell you the trials that I've gone through, even the devil trying to kill me with cancer in 2005 before Bishop left Virginia, the last thing Bishop had to see before he left Virginia was the devil attacking me with cancer so bad that I had a 33% chance to live. But he said, son, God gonna bring you through this. I asked the question, why am I here? So Brother B, keep going on, one step at a time. You're going to get punched. You're going to get punched, but you know who Muhammad Ali was? Of course you do. How many times did he regain the title after they took it from him? So when the devil hits you in the stomach, take the standing eight count, go back to your corner, your pastor will call Jesus, you will call Jesus, and he'll send you back in the ring to keep fighting. Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm enjoying. I tell you, this is what it's all about. Bring the word and discuss the word and encourage. I tell you, God is good. God is good. Continue, Elder Bolin, to press. Continue to do God's will. Continue to stand in his word, because you know what he has done for you.
Amen.
I tell you, we appreciate you every time that you, you know, come on and bring the word, continue, and know that, you know, the floor is always yours when it comes to, you know, giving their announcement. The announcement is nothing compared to the word. Nothing.
Thank you, Sister Diane.
Cut the word off, especially when you know that the Holy Spirit is moving. You know, we give room for the Holy Spirit to move. That's what we do. So please
Amen.
Know, when you got the floor, you got the floor. Don't worry about the announcements. Those that know that we come on here every Wednesday and Thursday, you know, hey, they know. If they missed it, that's their loss. Because you
Amen.
Know what?
Amen.
The word is going to come forth anyway. So don't ever feel that you have to cut off. When God is using you, continue to allow God to use you. Why? Because there is someone on the line, whether they're listening now or at a later time, needs to hear what God is telling you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Diane. I thank you for that so much, and I'm so thankful that I'm still connected to my spiritual father. And I want to say this to everyone. I teach a Bible study on Tuesday. You can find it on Facebook under Win at Life Ministries. But this topic that he gave me at the beginning of the script of the year, favor over fear. Lord, help, I need answers. This is our series I've been teaching the whole month. So what I just gave you was 2 weeks of that series in one teaching. And I had to compile a whole bunch of information to make it plain. But I want everyone to concentrate on that Psalms 8th chapter, verses 4 through 6. And I read it from the CEV Bible. You can read it from other versions. And Sister Diane had said earlier, Lord, why do you care about humans? Lord, why are you mindful of me? That's the way it's written in the King James Version. God is mindful of us, brothers and sisters, because he created us. Don't let your circumstances or your trials. Paul said, what shall separate us from the, oh God, from the love of God? Huh? Don't let what's going on in life, especially now, separate you from the love of God. I've been going through something for more than 2 years now, waiting for God to break through for me. And I placed a seed for him to do that. But I still, I tell you what, let me say this. When the prophecy was given to Sarah that she would have the son, the Bible says that Sarah went to God and said, I believe you to be faithful. So I judge you as the faithful God. And who did she have? Huh? Huh? Who did she have? She birthed the heir because God said she would when her womb was dead. So all I'm saying is do not give up on the promises of God. And my favorite scripture found in Hebrews, huh? When God made promise to Abraham, 6 and 13, good God Almighty, because he could swear by no greater. Oh, Jesus, I could stand up out of my chair, Sister Diane, because that's my favorite scripture. He could swear by no greater. God the Father took an oath to himself because there's none greater. So God won't keep his promises to you, which is his written word. Sister Diane, I'm done. I'm excited.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God. We thank God for, like I said, the word that coming forth. Continue. Don't stop. Keep pressing forward. Be blessed, Elder Bolden. Be blessed. And at that, we're just going to go ahead and just close out that.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying how the story ends. When I let go, I let go.
Let God.
He can handle it all.